We're seeing a general shift from driving to transit. Not huge, but in this business it's pretty significant, about 8 percentage points. And we're seeing a little bit of shift in where people live and work. We're seeing what we used to think of as down valley communities in the Colorado River Valley in the lower part of the Roaring Fork. A little bit of bump in the percentage of people who are working either in the community they live in or even points further north or west.
Like they're less likely to be commuting all the way into Aspen?
Yes, we're seeing that, especially below El Jebel. We're seeing a lot more connection between jobs and housing closer to where people actually live. Especially in places like Rifle and Glenwood Springs, that a higher percentage of people are working, are living and working in those communities. And we're also seeing some reverse commute trend. So for example, we're seeing an increase in the number of people who live in Glenwood and work in places west of Glenwood.
It sounds like there's two things going on, actually three things: where people are going, a greater acceptance of telecommuting, and people are more likely to ride the bus.
Yeah, and we think the Velocirafta, the new BRT service that started up last fall, we can see some of the impact there. We're seeing quite a bit of usage for the Up Valley commuting in particular. The trend in the West is very strongly towards reduced driving, but we're also seeing a significant shift from driving to riding the bus. It's a demographic shift. The two largest sectors of our population, baby boomers and millennials, are showing a decreased propensity to drive, and that's starting to affect transit demand, and it's starting to affect the business of traffic forecasting.
Does the increase in ridership here in the Valley, is it to be expected considering the increase in service like the BRT / Velocirafta?
In the Roaring Fork region, your ridership appears to be growing a little bit faster than your service level. So what I would say is happening up there is you're just responding to demand. But we are taking special care to look at the trends in ridership and in access to transit in particular. As you know, there's been heavy demand for the parking at the BRT stations, the Velocirafta stations. RAFTA is going to need to know where parking will be needed, where should additional investment in parking be needed in the future. And there is probably some additional demand for the longer commuting, the commuting that is what people are using Velocirafta for, than is being showing up in ridership yet, because people are deterred by the parking situation or what they think about the parking situation. We think we may be seeing some increase in demand for local circulation transit. So, for example, buses that run around inside Carbondale or inside Glenwood Springs, as well as the inner city commuting.
Well, Jim, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.